The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Ross. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code Ross, only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you'd like to make your NFL games a little more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast, of course, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's number one rated sportsbook app. I'm Ross Tucker, former NFL offensive lineman, classic journeyman, five teams, 7 years. Now I'm kind of a media journeyman, I guess. Got some awesome gigs with Westwood One and CBS and the Eagles. It's awesome. I also have a bunch of podcasts, five of them, in fact. I've got the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, which is 3 days a week here in the offseason, daily during the season. You can also check out the Fantasy Feast once a week, College Draft Podcast, Andrew Brandt's Business of Sports Podcast, and this show, the Even Money Podcast. Everybody I talk to tells me how much they love the show. It's usually less than 30 minutes. You get exactly what you need from an NFL betting perspective. And in the offseason, we get into the other sports a little bit, although today is going to be primarily about the NFL. Check me out on social at Ross Tucker NFL. All of our shows are now on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. And of course, check us out on social media as well at Ross Tucker Pod. The star of this show, I make no bones about it, is Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the Super Bowl of professional football gambling. That is the Super Contest at the Westgate. Steve Fezzik at Fezzik Sports. Hello there, Steve.
How are you, Ross? And I'm going to call it summer. I know it's not June 21st, but the slow summer months? No, because we can bet football. There are no slow months.
That's actually a great point and something that really bothers me. Can we just establish that summer starts Memorial Day weekend? I mean, everybody with half a brain knows that. I don't know why we can't just come out and say, and by the way, it ends Labor Day weekend. It doesn't go till mid to late September. It's Memorial Day to Labor Day. We all know it. Why don't we just acknowledge it, Steve?
Yeah, it's like daylight savings time where we can just move the clock. Who cares about solstices and the like? It's all about Memorial Day to Labor Day.
So I am so excited, Steve, for today's show. We don't do this very often, but every once in a while, I hear from a listener and I start to talk with them on email, or they send me an idea or thoughts. Maybe they take advantage of one of our sponsors or something and send me a question. Maybe go back and forth a little bit. Every once in a while, I'm impressed enough that I think, you know what? I want to get this guy on the show, because it's cool to have a listener on the show, especially if they're smart and they're a good bettor and they have philosophies and strategies and they can provide some value. And so that is exactly what we're going to do today with my buddy. I guess I can say my buddy. It's the first time I've ever seen him in my whole life, but my buddy, Todd Pierce, joining us. Todd, thank you so much for coming on the show, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, guys. Super happy to be here. And yeah, my pleasure. Ready to talk some NFL win totals.
All right. So before we get into that, though, Todd, got to give everybody your background, because this is one of the cool things for Steve and I. We don't get a chance to talk to listeners very much. I mean, I do on Patreon, patreon.com/RTmedia a little bit, but not really, not like this. We do that football feedback show every once in a while as well. But just kind of give us your background, where you live, what you do, and how you got onto the podcast.
Sure. So it's been a busy last year for sure. But I lived in New York and then spent 12 years on Wall Street. I worked 6 years for Merrill Lynch, trading for them, and then 6 years at Goldman Sachs during the sort of the financial crisis. And then after, I was not responsible for the financial crisis. I had an part in that, just for the record. And then we decided to move out to Telluride, Colorado, about 9 years ago. So became a bit of a ski bum, moved out to Colorado, with two young girls, and still was able to work for a firm in New York, but just was able to do it remotely sort of before the whole remote thing was in and was kind of cool. So in the last year, we moved back east after COVID, back to New York, realized we didn't really like it too much back east, or not as much as we did out here. Picked up again in April and moved back out to Park City, Utah.
So I go to Park City, Utah every other year. I love that place, man. We ski at Deer Valley,
sure,
but that place is amazing. I could totally move there. I mean, I'm not going to, but I could.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fabulous so far. My wife had actually never even been out here before she moved. I just kind of convinced her, but we both love the ski town vibe, and I'm probably about a driver 9 iron away from the slopes right now, so it's a pretty good spot so far.
At Park City or at Deer Valley?
At Park City, yep.
Okay. Gosh, that's amazing. And do you go out a lot?
Yeah, I mean, we just moved out back in mid-April. So, during ski season, we'll be out there a couple times during the week and every weekend for sure. So pretty excited.
This is probably a pretty dumb question, but how far is Deer Valley from Vegas, from Fezzik in Vegas?
So I did the drive a couple weeks ago. It's about a 6.5 hour drive if you're doing it comfortably and you got kids with you. But I was able to do it a couple weeks ago and meet the great Steve Fezzik in person and chat some win totals. And, it was a real pleasure. So,
oh, wait a minute. I didn't even know you guys ended up getting together.
We did. And Todd and I, as claim to fame, we were at a 5-star hotel, and I don't know, they didn't like us because we asked for drinks and the waitress said, "Oh, I'll bring another waitress right on over." And I turned to Todd. I could just tell by her body chemistry we were not going to get any beverages, and we did not.
What? Why?
I can only blame it on Todd.
I guess she was done for the night and would have been a good under bet for sure.
That's amazing. All right. So, Todd, before we get into your NFL win total philosophies, and I know Steve – has some stuff on NFL win totals. How did you first hear about the show and start listening to Steve and I?
So back when I was in Telluride, a bunch of us used to play poker at a Tuesday night game above a bar in downtown Telluride. And, you know, each weekend, a few of the guys would bet on, you know, NFL games and you know, just some play money, but something to do and have on the games on the weekends. And in doing that, you know, I wasn't just going to throw my money out there. I might as well, you know, really wanted to learn. So I happened upon the Even Money podcast, and you guys had a pretty solid record, luckily, for, many of the years. So just kind of progressed really from there. I remember a podcast on one of your other shows with Kyle Brandt. And just you guys were kind of just chatting it up as old college buddies. And, there was just a ton of energy on it. Really loved it. And, really been listening ever since.
Oh, that is awesome, man. So nobody even told you about it. You just you were on the hunt for a betting podcast and you saw it.
Yep. Just listened to it, one or two times and said, I think this is what I want to be listening to. And you guys didn't disappoint. So it was great.
You know, I know there's a lot of betting podcasts out there now. You know, Steve, we should probably have, maybe I can have intern Casey look it up. I can't imagine, Steve, that there's very many shows that have documented better NFL records than you and I over the last 5 years.
We have run really well. We've made some good selections and the like. And I also think we've gotten ahead of a lot of lines because we tend to do the podcast earlier in the week. And we won a lot of games where we predicted the line move correctly and wound up winning, you know, by those hooks, especially on the three, by getting at it early in the week.
That's actually a really good point because we do the show on Tuesdays now. We used to do it on Wednesdays. Most NFL betting shows, I feel like they do it Thursday or Friday after the injury report comes out. So they have access, Todd, to more info. But it makes it a lot harder to get the better of the line like Steve and I do. I'm sure there are people out there, Steve, that listen to us on a Tuesday and then another one maybe on a Friday or Saturday morning, whatever, Sunday morning. I don't care. But the one thing you've taught me is the value of getting ahead of the line. And I feel like we do that a lot.
Yeah, no question at all about it. And, I mean, look at the season wins, you know, this year in the NFL. You know, Denver was sitting at 7.5 for a while, and now they're at 8.5 to 9. So getting in front of the information, getting bets in early, and when news is breaking, the second that key news comes out, you got to go ahead and jump on it. Some people got Green Bay under 11 with Aaron Rodgers uncertainty.
It's funny, Todd. I was talking to a buddy of mine that's got a similar background to you actually this weekend. And I think the only show of mine he listens to is the Even Money podcast. but he said for him, and he started listening to it before me, there were other shows out there that were too long and he didn't have the time. He's like, you guys are 28 minutes. Boom. I get what I need. I hear the recap to hear how you did. And then I get the picks for that week and I'm good.
Yep, I like that it's certainly quick and efficient. You know, I can listen to it while I'm trading during the day. You know, I can flash the lines up on my screen pretty easily, and ready to go for the weekend. You do get ahead of it, so
tell the listeners, Todd, the story about you telling your wife you had to go to Colorado recently for a work trip, and she's like, Don't you trade from home?
So we had just moved out back out west. We had been traveling, driving for 4 straight days. But we got back out here right before the NFL draft. And I was looking at some of the lines on the Colorado books. And I said, man, I really have to figure out a way to get over to Colorado before the lines change after the draft. So I said to my wife, hey, I got to go on a business trip. And immediately she said, you don't have anywhere to go. You work from home. And so I had to run through and explain why taking advantage of an early line on an NFL win total is a great idea, both fiscally and for my pure enjoyment. So I had to drive 3.5 hours to a place called Dinosaur, Colorado, which I don't advise anyone going to ever. I stayed at the Blue Mesa Inn for a night. I literally thought I was going to drive pretty much off the face of the earth, but I was able to get those bets in before the lines moved and was pretty happy on the ride home. Told my wife it was a great business trip.
Wow. Steve, those are like your stories from back in the day.
While we're talking about Colorado and Utah, there was a period of time in the year 2000 that when I was working as an executive in Los Angeles, myself and some other associates from Transamerica, we would rotate. We'd fly up to Salt Lake City. Then we would, and I know, I get it, couldn't handicap, you couldn't bet in Salt Lake City at the time. We would drive west on godforsaken, I believe it was I-80, to Wendover, Nevada. It's a border town, Utah and Nevada. There's a west and an east Wendover. The squarest sports books in the history of the planet. I could tell you what they were doing in terms of mistakes and lines, but you would not believe me, including a 17 parlay card that paid 120 for one, where randomly picking, you're at a 3% disadvantage. We had an ROI of about 100%. It was 100% with the lines they had. Long story short, by November, we had crushed the state line and the Rainbow casinos to the point they wouldn't pay us, had to go to the gaming commission to get paid. They were so angry.
That is amazing. So, Todd, I'm curious, your background on the finance and as a trader, does that come into play with your strategies for placing your bets and season win totals, or really anything?
Sure. Similar to trading, I'm really just looking for some major inefficiencies in the market. And if I think I have that edge and can exploit that edge, I'm going to put, you know, next to as much as I can on that slight edge and do it over and over and over again, because over the course of time, that will pay off. You know, especially on some of these early markets, you know, call it pre-draft and even right after the draft, when, you know, call it Las Vegas puts some of their early lines up, there's a huge discrepancy on some of the team win totals that, you know, you're really getting 50, 60 cents of value on some of these markets. So it's really, you're getting, call it a half a win in your favor, which at the end of the day could be a difference between a push and a win at the end of the season.
You obviously felt strong enough about the drive to Colorado, so you've got some you really like. You want to tell us about them?
I do. Sure. We'll start with a couple unders. Right out of the gate, Houston under. You can find it under 4.5 as of last week, -110. They have the third toughest schedule in the league. I think everyone knows what's going on with Deshaun Watson. As of today, they have the oldest roster in the league after signing personal, you know, I'm a fan of them, but Rex Burkhead. But they're literally just signing volume off the street. They have a rookie head coach that's really up against it in a bad spot. They lost Will Fuller. They have a drastically aging defense. They lost J.J. Watt. So they're really, really in a bad situation at most. I think they're going to win 1-2 games. So I really like Houston under 4.5 -110.
Steve, what do you think? 4.5 is a pretty low number, but it doesn't look good there on a lot of levels. The coach, I feel bad for him when he's like talking about Deshaun Watson. They will have a lot of competition. I know that they've got like 8 guys you've heard of at every position. The problem is, you heard of them a few years ago, or none of them are really that good. This is like a Belichick philosophy. You go somewhere new and you let the players sort out who's going to be a part of the culture you're trying to build and who's not, who still has it, who doesn't. Like, I think in their mind, all of this depth, all of this competition, they're going to end up getting in their mind 4 solid guys at each of these positions because of all the I've never seen a team bringing this many guys ever.
So Houston wins 4 games last year with a top 5 quarterback. How are they going to win 5 games with no quarterback? I fully endorse that play.
That's a really good point. All right, what else you got, Todd?
So unfortunately, one of the next under is Steve's Las Vegas Raiders. I like them under 7.5 -110. You can still get that at some of the sports books out in Vegas. They lost quite a few veterans. They lost, especially on the O-line, they lost Trent Brown, Rodney Hudson. They lost their top wide receiver, Nelson Aguilar. The division has gotten much tougher. The Chargers, obviously, you know, are in a great spot. They have a real young but pretty progressive new head coach. KC's already the dominant player. And in Denver, Aaron Rodgers might still land there. So you're up against a brutal division. Based on their forecasted win totals, they have the hardest schedule in the league. They really did nothing in the draft to help themselves out. They reached for an offensive lineman that some rated in the 3rd round. And they have a bottom 3 defense in points allowed with really, really no help in sight. So to me, you take advantage of the inflated line in Vegas and you bet the under on the Raiders, 7.5 minus 110.
Steve?
Yeah, it's a great point about the inflation of the lines. And this happens with the Golden Knights as well. In faraway places, the Raiders are 7. In Vegas, the season win number, for the most part, 7.5, because they know that the locals are going to support the Raiders and bet over. You know, one interesting intangible, 4 of the top 5 priciest tickets of the NFL this year are Raider games here in Las Vegas. If there's one thing I know about this city, we have some very fiscally savvy people when it comes to this sort of thing. If the Bears fans want to pay $2,000 a ticket for a good seat, the Raiders fans will certainly be more than happy to sell it to them. I wonder, how large will our home field advantage be on most games with so many of the visitors planning their vacation, the football fans, about coming to Vegas for a weekend to watch their team play the Raiders?
So you said something I thought was interesting about the line being different. Here's my question about season win totals, Steve. Why don't they make them all half a line, you know, a half game, 7.5, 6.5, 9.5, and just slide the juice so that there's no pushes?
It's a great question. And, you know, some of the sharp books actually do that with prop bets, that they'll go ahead and they'll put up, you know, how many points is LeBron James going to score? And they'll put 27.5. They'll never put 27 because they don't want there to be a push. But the problem is that a half game is worth about 45 cents in a 17-game season. So if the correct number really is 7.5, well, obviously with the Raiders, then it's easy to put it up at 7.5. But when you've got a team that's spot on a certain number, it's hard to – bettors don't like to see like a minus 155 associated with the bet. They would much rather if the number on a team should be, say, Tampa Bay should be 11.5 and put the vig in each direction. Tampa Bay moves up to 12. Now you got to put over 11.5 minus 155. It discourages action. People don't like to lay those big vigs or take those small pluses. They want to see minus 110 or minus 115 in each direction if that's what the number should be.
By the way, the DraftKings has a ridiculous deal again this week. Their basketball deals have been absolutely incredible. Make sure when you go and download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, you use promo code Ross. You can turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Promo code Ross. That is the key. All right, Todd. Well, by the way, Todd, are you any good at this? I probably should ask that. Sir, we just did 21 minutes. For all we know, Steve, maybe he's terrible. Maybe this guy makes millions doing Wall Street stuff and loses half of it on betting. We probably shouldn't even have had you on the show until I found that out.
No, it's been a pretty good past few years in this market. And I, you know, when I chatted with Steve a bit, if you're able to get the best of the lines right out of the gate, it's a huge advantage. So when everything's said and done at the end of the year, even if there's a major injury or a couple guys go down on one team, you're still getting a fantastic, you know, start or you know, from the run up on it. And to me, that's all I'm looking for. If I can get the best of the numbers on a season long, I'll take that every day.
All right. You got any more?
Sure. So if we're looking at a couple of overs, really like Miami over 9 minus 130. They have the 4th easiest schedule in the league. They won 10 games last year, albeit a lot was due to the magician Ryan Fitzpatrick coming in and saving the day late in the game. You have Tua getting a full training camp this year. He gets all the reps with the ones. You have a rock-solid coach in Brian Flores that has essentially built the team the right way. You have a massive upgrade in weapons with Will Fuller and Jaylen Waddle. And their defense was pretty incredible last year. They were 4th in points allowed. They added Jalen Phillips, an outside linebacker, and Javon Holland early in the draft. So I think Miami, at the very least, is set up to win, 10 games, and they're really in a good spot. I like Miami over 9 minus 130.
Steve?
Don't like Tua. Agree with everything Todd said, but I'm not going to bet on Tua to lead his team to a winning record.
Steve, how do you do your win totals, by the way, while we're on it?
All right. Well, what I do is I actually calculate as a starting point what Vegas says each team should win. And I have a little spreadsheet. There's an example. You can't read it. But I take the point spreads on each and every game that the Westgate has out. So you can bet right now every single game in the NFL season. And so I plug in the point spread. I convert it to a money line. I convert that to a probability of victory. So if you're a 10-point favorite, you should win the game, little over 80% of the time. And I chug it out for each and every team. And that's my starting point. Based upon these point spreads on each and every game, I calculate exactly to the nearest decimal how many games every team should win. So that's my starting point on my forecasts.
Okay, then how do you marry that with how you feel about the team?
Well, then I've got to go ahead and take a look at the point spreads at the Westgate, the casino in question here that's dealing on the lines, and say, you know what? Are they consistently dealing a slightly too high number or too low number on a team? Do they have an opinion on a team that differs from my opinion? And I'll go ahead and make note of that. And based upon that, I'll start tweaking the numbers that just the pure math says each and every team will win. But sometimes, just looking at it, the number's off versus what the actual number is that's being dealt by Vegas. Unfortunately, I just did that whole AFC North. It's amazing. Every single team matched to like the nearest decimal on those spreads with what's being dealt. The season win market has become much more efficient just in the past few years.
So I got to know, Steve, how much time does that take you? That sounds like that would take a lot of time.
Yeah, it does take time, and that's why I haven't finished yet. But the nice thing about it is now I've got every single team's schedules week, 1 through 18. So I can use this all year long by putting in the spreads, looking for good spots, bad spots, et cetera. So it's something I would have had to do anyways. So this is just another part of the overall handicap and getting ready for the year.
I was going to say, you need to get an intern, bro. You need to get an intern to do all that math.
I'm looking, man. I'll say this. Anyone at In-N-Out Burger that's unhappy with their current job, contact me. And I'm convinced Popeye's Chicken has the worst employees in the planet and really good food. If they just fired everyone and hired all the In-N-Out Burger employees, their sales would double.
How did we get there from me asking you about an intern? That was amazing. All right, Todd, I forget how many you had. Do you have any more?
Sure. I'll give you one more. I do like the Giants over 7. You can still get it at certain books at minus 120. They started 1-7 last year. They had a rookie head coach. Saquon went down, but they did finish 5-3. This year they had some big additions. They have a Dory Jackson that they signed to a 3-year, I think it was $39 million deal. You get Kenny Golladay in there. You have a healthy Saquon Barkley back. And in the draft, they spent some capital for Kadarius Toney. So Daniel Jones has all the weapons he needs, certainly on offense. They can let everyone in the wide receiver core kind of go back to their normal position. And he has sort of some security blankets in both Golladay and Barkley now on those sort of tough third and fourth downs. Also, the Giants D went from allowing the most points allowed in 2019 to 9th in 2020. So I do think that their defense will be able to keep them in games, and they are overall in a pretty weak division. So all we got to do is get to 8 wins. They can still have a losing record, but I do like Giants over 7 minus 120.
What do you think, Steve?
I think it all depends upon the health of Golladay and Barkley. Those who are betting on the Lions know how important Golladay was to that offense when Golladay was healthy, and Barkley, of course, for the Giants. But with both those guys, with their recent injury problems, let's see if they can stay healthy. That's ultimately probably going to decide that bet.
Todd, thanks so much for coming on the show, man. This was awesome. I love getting listeners on to hear their story, their personal stories. One of the reasons why I love our patrons, again, I said it earlier, but patreon.com/RTmedia. It's just fun to get to know listeners. It really is, to get to know their backgrounds, how they listen to the show. I know you guys know us because you hear us all the time or you watch us all the time, whatever. We don't know you. So it's fun to get to know you a little bit. Once you sent me that that Word doc with all the info, I was like, okay, this guy knows what he's doing with the Wall Street background, Merrill Lynch, Goldman Sachs, Hilbiger. We actually recently had my financial advisor, Kurt Schultz, was on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast last week. So it was good timing. Really, really appreciate it, Ty. We might have to have you on, maybe make this an annual thing. Oh, before I forget, do you want to promote anything? Like, I'm looking at, what's the Nizzles 270?
Well, you know, 15, 20 years ago when you signed up for, Twitter back in the day, I was big into poker, right? You know, right at that time. And so, you know, having the Nizzles was essentially having the nuts in poker. So you just sign up for one of those names and then you add a few digits on it. So at the Nizzles 270 is my handle on Twitter. For anyone that wants to chat NFL win totals or get some insight into sort of what I'm looking at, feel free to hit me in my DMs. And then sometime late fall or early next year, I should have my website up and running. And I will be sure to let you know. And obviously, if you make it out to Park City this year, hit me up. We'll have a few daddy sodas.
Oh, man, that's a great idea. Todd, thanks so much for coming on the show. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. See you, Steve.
Good to see you, Todd.
There he is, Todd Pierce. Steve, I love that, man. I love meeting, even if it's virtual. You got to meet him in person, but I love meeting our listeners.
Oh, absolutely. And if you like Todd and you like that idea of a Wall Street trader that also bets on sports, you know, I don't know Joe Pita, but Joe Pita is a guy with a similar type of background, and he wrote a book called Trading Bases. So that's a great book if you like this conversation with Todd to go ahead and get. Talks about a Wall Street guy, ex-Wall Street guy, that started betting bases for a living.
Make sure you subscribe to the show, whether it's on your podcast app or youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. Check us out on social at Fezzik Sports, at Ross Tucker Pod, at Ross Tucker NFL. Maybe we'll have another listener or two over the summer. Why not, right? Especially if they're knowledgeable. Rate and review the show, or in some other way, show us that you deserve to be on the show, and we will strongly consider it. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys make some money.
Thanks for listening to the Even Money Podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, The Fantasy Feast, Business of Sports, and The College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mention DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.